Never checked out this world-class facility? Now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all. My favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Do you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, History, Chemistry, French, Math, Biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again, it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
What it is, but I find myself living a
preacher cut me and he said, Richard, man, you don't know what's going on. And I look at my friend because I'm innocent, and my friend look at me and said, Richard, you don't know what's going on. I got something to tell you. And look what my friend tell me. This is what he say to me. Now you cheat, 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 cheat on me. Because I know it's got me. Listen, I gave you all the money I had in the bank. Not one time did you say thanks. But baby, I don't know what you got. Honey, I say, I don't know what you got. Sometimes it makes me cry. I feel sometimes like I want to die. Oh, 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 baby. Sometimes it makes me want to move. Sometimes it makes me want to leave my house.
And good evening and welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Jason, and it's time again for the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues, as heard every Friday between 10-ish and midnight, of course, all depending on the previous program, but you know how it is this time of year. So you get at least 90 minutes of the classic soul and rhythm and blues show. And November, as I've been announcing over the past few weeks anyway, is special guest month, so we're going to bring in special guests and talk to them about various aspects of soul music and soul music appreciators from different vantage points. And I have some people lined up from tonight until the end of the month, and so I'll go into more detail about that a bit later. But one of the reasons why I'm doing that is, of course, on the 16th of this month, we start our fourth annual fun drive. And this year we're going for about 10 days, but our goal is 30,000 this year. And I know we've done so well over the past few years that I think it'll go very well, and we know we have a lot of support out there from previous years, and so this is your opportunity again to show how much you enjoy listening to community radio and its programming. So there'll be more information if you go to CITR.ca over the next little while on how you can begin to support and pledge leading up to the fund drive and during as well as a number of fund drive-related events and special programming. And I'll be keeping you posted myself as well. So that's why I've got guests coming in, and I'll give you more information about weeks to come a bit later. But tonight, as announced on Facebook, I have with me in the studio Lucy Faulkner, who is a local vintage jazz dance instructor, teaches Lindy Hop, Charleston, Shim Sham, a number of things. But tonight we're going to be talking about the phenomenon of blues dancing, which can be done to many different styles of music, among them some of the stuff we hear on this particular show of a soul vein, deep southern soul vein, or blues vein, even some light jazz. So we're going to talk about the dance itself, how it's done, the fans of blues dancing, and of course the music. Lucy's brought some music in as well. Welcome, Lucy. You can lean into mic 2, and let's make sure that that's the one.
Hello. Good evening.
So, great. So, what is blues dancing exactly, as distinct from the music?
Blues dancing is dancing to blues or soulful music, as you've said. Not specifically necessarily blues, but anything that that makes you want to move and comes out of kind of the blues R&B sort of tradition. Mm-hmm. For me, there is no structured blues dance, so there's nothing you could point to, like you can point to waltz or salsa or samba or even Lindy Hop,
right,
and say that's how you do blues. Mm-hmm. There's a wide range of styles and disciplines and approaches to dancing to blues music or blues-styled kind of music.
Right. It's based on any particular style of dance? Is it based to any degree on swing, or is there more Latin in it, or is it...
It depends a little bit what you come from.
Sure.
A lot of people come at blues, in my experience, come at blues from different schools of dance, different hobbies of dance.
Yes.
So the Lindy Hop scene in Vancouver and around North America, there's a sort of a side scene of blues dancers, and there's quite a bit of crossover.
Yes.
I imagine there are a lot of people in Latin scenes that are interested in it as well, because there's a lot of free and sensual movement in Latin dances. And there are some people who just come at it without any prior experience in any other kind of dance. One of the things that's great about it is that there is no structure, so there's not a, a discipline to learn. Mm-hmm. However, that can be kind of frightening for people who want structure, who want to know how to do something right and where they're supposed to step and what they're supposed to do. They can't really be told that. You kind of go with a feeling. Mm-hmm. With dancing to blues, there's the music and there's your partner and what you can do with those.
Yeah.
But there's not a correct way of doing anything. There are a whole lot of ways that don't feel great. Mm-hmm. And so lessons and exploration and study and, and practice can help you be better at it. So there's ways to be, you know, better at it. But there's no right way of doing it.
And so, I mean, something I didn't actually mention in your introduction, but I'll point out now, of course, is you have a school called Rhythm City Productions, which has been around for a couple of years now.
Going on 2.5 years, although I was teaching for many years before I started that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you teach blues classes through that, so you have a beginner and an advanced, that's how it's structured.
Yeah, beginner and intermediate. Really, it's difficult to assess levels in this style of dance. But if you have some experience and some understanding of connection and musicality, then you probably shouldn't take the beginner class. And those are held at the Yale, the home of the blues, in downtown Vancouver.
That's right, in Granville. Granville and Drake, long-time blues institution. So, one other thing. Popular? Is it, next to other dance styles, do you find, you know, the lists of people interested in blues are just like, you know, those long waiting lists, or is it seasonal? Is it?
There seems to be a growing movement in Vancouver. I'm not, I mean, I'm primarily a swing dancer, a vintage styles of jazz dance, Lindy Hop and related dances, and blues is something that I'm interested in, with less enthusiasm than in Lindy Hop. But there are very, very powerfully enthusiastic dancers in town that are organizing great events and often conducting spirited conversations about how blues ought to be directed. As far as I can tell, it's growing in town and due in large part because there are such enthusiastic and motivated dancers and organizers. Mm-hmm. There's a dance in town on Friday nights, every other Friday, I think.
So next Friday, I think, is right, yeah, okay.
At Academy Duello at Richards and Hastings.
Okay.
And then there's something called Bubbles and Blues, which is, you'd have to look up because I don't know the details of that. But there's, you can actually go to my website, rhythmcity.ca, and click on some links on my links page if you're interested.
Yeah. Okay, rhythmcity.ca, you can get information on this. Let's go to some music now. You've brought some music in with you, and of course, blues dancing is often done to blues, but sometimes soul music as well, because the tempo, it's generally slow to mid-tempo. Any other styles of music that
Jazz? I mean, we can talk later about older styles of blues and jazz, but anything from slower styles of jazz to blues to soul to R&B. Some people dance to slower varieties of pop. I'm not particularly interested in that. I've got more in the kind of dirty blues or Chicago blues kind of style
right.
of blues and soul Motown kinds of things. But I have some jazz to show a little bit, some contrast.
Sure. Okay, so let's start with something.
Albert King.
Albert King. And what's the name of the tune?
Born Under a Bad Sign.
Oh, yes. Okay, on Stax. Great. Okay. You're listening to Shaky Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM. My guest is Lucy Faulkner. We're talking about blues dancing. This is Albert King, Born Under a Bad Sign.
Here at CITR, we have the best DJs. Think about becoming one at that level. Be one of the 6 lucky winners to attend Tom Lee Music's New to DJing workshops, and you will get a 1-hour one-on-one crash course to learn the basics of cueing, mixing, and scratching, as well as insight into the many hardware and software options available to DJs today. One of Vancouver's top DJs will show you the ropes in Tom Lee Music's Next Level Studios. It's all part of the Next Level Learning Center, offering courses in songwriting, music career development, music business and networking, live performance coaching, software recording, and much more. Tune in to Synaptic Sandwich, Crimes and Treasons, and Radio Zero to hear your favorite DJ spin and call in to win your very own DJ workshop. For contest details, visit CITR.ca.
I'm going up on the mountain to face the rising sun. If I find anything good, I'm gonna bring my good man some. 'Cause I'm a hip shaking mama, and I love the Georgia Brown so slow. Well, he used to be yours, no, but he won't be yours anymore, anymore, anymore. It takes a rocking chair to rock, a rubber ball to bounce, short fat daddy to satisfy the soul. 'Cause I'm a hip shaking mama, and I love the Georgia Brown so slow. Anymore, anymore, anymore. Well, my man has got something, he keeps it hid, but I got something I can find it with. 'Cause I'm a hip shaking mama, and I love the Georgia Brown so low.
And that was Irma Thomas with Hip Shaken Mama. And before that, Otis Redding with Security. And another Stax artist before that, Albert King with Born Under a Bad Sign. Some examples of blues, and I guess in the case of Otis Redding, bordering on soul music as well. Yes, there was some blues in soul music, although, of course, it tended to lean more towards gospel. But anyway, regardless, those are the kinds of songs you're likely to hear people blues dancing to wherever you may find them. And on Shake a Tail Feather tonight, our special guest is Lucy Faulkner, vintage jazz instructor through Rhythm City Productions locally in Vancouver. And we're talking about blues dancing and the music that it is danced to. So great tracks, actually. Very, having been to a couple blues dances or seen blues dancing myself and taken a little bit of a lesson back in the Rhythm City Mess Around workshop that happened in January when we had the couple from Sweden come in and teach us a few things. I could certainly picture it being done to those.
Cool. Yeah. I enjoy them. I play only music that I like. I play only music that I really want to dance to. So hopefully that comes through.
It does. It does. So off the air, we were talking about older styles of music.
Yeah. I really am kind of strongly connected with, or try to be strongly connected with, the older styles, where our dances come from and where the music comes from. So
right.
I'm very interested in the history of the music and the dance from the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Right.
The origins of blues and swinging jazz music.
Right.
So the ballrooms of Harlem, there were tons of them, and they were there was dancing at them every night. We can't seem to generate that kind of thing now, but there were two
Savoy,
bands
of course,
playing
but yeah.
every night at the Savoy,
right.
A block-long dance floor. It was a narrow and wide dance floor at the Savoy in Harlem.
It's like the Commodore times 10, probably.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. With a band at either end.
At either end, right.
And when one band took a break, the other band would start.
Yeah, yeah.
And meanwhile, you could go elsewhere. You could go to the Cotton Club or the Roseland or Small's Paradise or the Apollo was a show theater.
Connie's Inn, I think, was another one.
There was so many. And a lot of varieties of dance and music were played there. So people who went out dancing, they were prepared to dance to whatever it was that they heard. Whereas these days, I think, unfortunately, we're quite stratified. If you want to go salsa dancing, you go salsa dancing, and if they play something that isn't salsa, you're upset.
Yeah, that tends to happen in a lot of places, yeah.
Whereas I would like to see a little bit more variety played and a little bit more welcoming response from the dancers. So people at the Savoy, which is famous for the development of Lindy Hop, were also quite comfortable dancing to a Latin tune because the bands would play that or something that you might foxtrot to or waltz to.
Right.
What we think of as blues dancing now, with the kind of sensual movement that we often enjoy in blues dancing, you wouldn't really see it at a ballroom. You'd see more at a party in a house or like a rent party.
Right.
Where somebody would seek to pay their rent through holding a party and charging
admission.
5 or 10 cents admission. Yeah, or something like a quarter or a dollar or something. Well, a dollar probably not, but...
Yeah. And, of course, you'd have live music, too, right? This wasn't somebody playing records or 78s. This was somebody playing a piano or maybe...
Most likely, I mean, it's possible that vinyl could have been played, but I think there were so many musicians and so many artists that what I've heard about was all live music.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that sounds like an interesting scene, the whole rent party scene and the nurturing of pianists in particular. Do it whether it was boogie woogie or stride or blues piano or any of those styles that, of course, later fed into rhythm and blues. Kind of sometimes I would have wanted to have been there just to see what it was like. I don't think there's an equivalent today to something like that. I don't know if anyone still holds a rent party and what it's like, but we may want to bring some of those things back because rent is an issue.
I was in New Orleans and there's live music everywhere and a really strong connection between the musicians and the dancers, people dancing on the street, musicians playing music and just getting tips from people walking by or from the dancers.
So not just busking, but
just going around playing music, itinerant musicians.
Well, and small bands, not just independent, one single people like band.
Small New Orleans style jazz and blues bands.
So in terms of the blues scene now outside of Vancouver, I mean, you've traveled, you know, through teaching and then going to workshops and so on. When you go to a place like Seattle or Portland, what's the comparison? How is it? Is it more popular there, less?
Well, I haven't been to a blues event in Seattle or Portland in quite a long time, but my understanding is that it's a bit stronger, particularly in Seattle. It's a bit more of a... Well, the swing scene in general is much, much larger there, and so there's a bigger feeder for blues and or bigger culture of partner dancing there. And I think the feeding probably goes both ways or goes across a lot of different styles of dance. It's my understanding that it's greater in both Seattle and Portland. There's a lot of crossover. There's a lot of blending and mixing. A lot of people go down from here to Seattle or Portland for just a party for a night or a weeknight dance or for a larger event. There's an event in Seattle called Emerald City Blues Festival.
Yes.
And that's coming up. It's, late November?
Okay. Yeah, so in a couple
If you're interested,
weeks.
Look it up. ECBF, sure. Emerald City Blues Festival, and it's like November 19th or November 26th. It starts.
Either of those weekends, yeah.
Yeah, and that's workshops and dancing all weekend with well-known aficionados of dancing to blues music.
Right. And what's the venue?
It's Seattle. I don't know
where
specifically
in
Seattle, yeah.
because there's a couple ballrooms, isn't there? The Century Ballroom in Seattle that often
that's
has...
That's the main one, yeah.
Yeah. And in Portland, it's is it the Crystal
Ballroom? The Crystal Ballroom is there. It's very large. I don't know how frequently they use it right okay. now.
That's an original ballroom, too,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. All these places, I mean, ballrooms at one point, I mean, were they were everywhere, and then, of course, they started knocking them down after the war.
Uh-huh.
And you have very few left. Very few left.
Yeah, we just don't seem to be able to sustain a lot of the elements of culture that we would really enjoy, I think.
Right. Well, anyway, probably a good time to... Okay, well, it's top of the hour, so I'm going to play a station ID, and then perhaps after that we can get to another tune.
Of course.
If we've got anything there, then... We shall return. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Shake a Tail Feather. My guest is Lucy Faulkner. We're talking about blues dancing and listening to various related forms of soul and blues music and so on. So if you want to give me a shout, actually, the number here is 604-822-2487. We're on until midnight.
This is Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
My soul, I need some sugar. love in my bowl, I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. So they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
Some folks are often blamed and accused, usually for things that they don't do. But you see, I know that everybody needs somebody, and I'm so grateful, baby, that I've got you. If someone was to ask me right now,
tell you something, it's a true story. I got one sister, Lord, and eight of us boys. I was 19 years old, yeah, oh yeah, before I got my first Christmas toy. And let me tell you this.
I remember the first day I was 6 years old, y'all. Mama took me to school. Listen to me. Things were so tough back then, y'all. I had to wear my dad's old broken shoes. Listen.
better listen, my sisters and brothers, 'cause if you do, you can hear their voices still calling across the years. And they're all crying across the ocean, and they're crying across the land, and they will till we all come to understand. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. One of us are chained. None of us are free. And there are people still in darkness, and they just can't see the light. If you don't say it's wrong, then that says it's right. Wake up and try to feel for each other. Let our brothers know that we care. Got to get the message, send it out loud and clear. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. One of us are chained. None of us are free. It's a single truth we all need, just to hear and to see. None of us are free. Salvation isn't too hard to find. None of us can find it on our own. We've got to join together in spirit, heart, and mind, so that every soul who's suffering will know that we're not. Cause the world is getting smaller each passing day.
Passing day.
Now it's time to start making changes, and it's time for us all to realize that the truth is shining bright right before our eyes.
Before our eyes.
None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free.
Kindred.
For over the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Decomposers of Noise Ranger and Sleep Holiday.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
You're listening to Shaky Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We just heard, let me just go to my playlist. We just heard Solomon Burke, None of Us Are Free, before the break there. And before that, we heard the Soul Clan, and this was off of a compilation called Sanctified Soul, featuring a whole bunch of folks who recorded for Atlantic and their various labels in the 60s and early 70s. And we heard their hit, That's How It Feels. And the Soul Clan included Arthur Conley, Ben E. King, Solomon Burke, the late Solomon Burke, Don Covey, and Joe Tex. Nina Simone before that was Sugar in My Bowl. And Otis Redding with Pain in My Heart before that. The number here is 604-822-2487. We're getting very bluesy tonight as Lucy Faulkner is joining us. And we're talking about blues dancing. Lucy Faulkner is a local vintage jazz dance instructor. Blues dancing is one of the many different styles that she teaches, and she does that through Rhythm City Productions and also through Jungle Swing. By the way, you can go to jungleswing.ca, and there are dances and classes on Saturday evenings beginning at 6:30.
My class is at 6:30.
That's right. Okay.
And the dance starts at 8, and there's a beginner drop-in lesson that starts the dance.
Right.
And then the dance runs 9 to 1 a.m.
To 1 o'clock. And
I'm DJing this Saturday.
And so am I.
Oh, fantastic. We'll be DJing
great,
together
we'll
again.
Be there tomorrow. Excellent. So, yes, we were going to talk about the feeling, the attitude of blues dancing. In other words, the, what would you call it? Not the mood, but...
Well, the mood is good. The attitude and the character, for mm-hmm. me... I really have to feel the music mm-hmm. To want to dance. I'm not just gonna get up and dance because a song is playing. With a dance like blues, which is a bit more dependent on the connection you have with your partner, as well as the connection you personally feel with the music and what you can create with your partner, what I can do with that partner is more important to me than it is in maybe some other dances. So I'm more particular as a partner dancer in blues dancing than I would be in a lot of other styles of dance that are maybe not as intimate or as reliant on a partner connection.
And so people have a chance, really, not to not be themselves, but they have a chance to get into an aspect of themselves while doing this dance that they may not necessarily otherwise.
Yeah, I feel
so
that.
If you're inhibited, it might be a good dance to do.
Yeah, it's a dance where there has to be a feeling connected with it, with the music and with your partner. And I feel like it's one where it's really useful to take on a character to, if for instance, you're not a flirtatious kind of person or not right. very sensual in your day-to-day life, mm-hmm. you might enjoy doing that kind of thing on the social floor. And in, the blues scenes that I'm familiar with, it's very safe to do that. It's welcoming. Mm-hmm. And that kind of connection, that kind of attitude is welcome on the dance floor, and it stays on the dance floor. So mm-hmm. any kind of dynamic you had with a dance partner on the dance floor, you don't have to feel like you've made any kind of commitment or you've made any kind of declaration by doing that. You leave mm-hmm. the dance floor, that story is over.
Okay.
It's completed once that song is over. Now you may have something else that you want to pursue, but you're certainly free not to. And
yeah.
You may find that you have a particular connection with certain dancers. You develop dance crushes, which don't have to be any other kind of crush.
That's interesting.
And that can be really exciting. People talk a lot about their dance crushes. People travel for their dance crushes,
oh,
but
wow.
there's not necessarily any other kind of dynamic going on between those two dancers.
Right. Well, that's interesting. You know, and it's contemporary dancing, and I don't mean partner dancing. No, I'm just talking about going to clubs and things like that. So often there's that pressure, right? There's
yes.
that pressure. You go into those circles, you know, are you going to be hit on? Do you have to hit on somebody else? Otherwise, the night's a complete failure. And there's all that, and then it kind of takes away from everything. But in this atmosphere, that doesn't seem to be the case. It seems like people have a good time, and
no, the
that
music
pressure
and the
doesn't
dancing.
Seem to be hanging over everybody.
No, yeah. the music and the dancing is the priority, or mm-hmm. are the priorities. There are people that go dancing to pick up, but they are the minority, and they mm-hmm. quickly find that that motivation is not... it's not encouraged in the partner dance scenes that I'm familiar with, in blues dancing and in swing dancing. Mm-hmm. That, and hopefully, and I think in a lot of cases, the music and the dancing take over, that they sort of overwhelm that motivation in the people that started out with that. They may have gone to go pick up a girl, and then they find that they fall in love with the music and the dancing, and they become hooked.
They get married to the music.
Yeah, exactly, in that way. But the character, I think, is a really neat quality to it. Mm-hmm. I like, in blues dancing, a chase and retreat mm-hmm. kind of dynamic between me and my partner, and that can be standard gender roles, or that can be not. You can have two guys dancing together, two girls dancing together, mm-hmm. a guy and a girl. Mm-hmm. But an element of coquetry or covetousness or a chase kind of dynamic can be really fun in the dance, where the follow, usually the female, is almost playing hard to get, as it were, within the framework of the dance. Mm-hmm. And the lead is inviting and seducing mm-hmm. By the lead and the moves and the musicality. And maybe there's a fulfillment within the framework of the dance of that kind of narrative. That can be really fun. Mm-hmm. Or it can be entirely absent.
Yeah. It doesn't, I mean, it can be a sensual dance, but it also could just be kind of light and understated too, right?
Yeah, certainly. And yeah. a lot of the music that I play at blues dances or that I like is a bit more up-tempo. Some of the soul music that I've played or that I may play this evening is more kind of something you would kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of maybe do a step touch to, do a kind of a clubby kind of wandering partner dance.
Kind of more of a
mostly
shuffle.
It's music that I want to dance to, but I wouldn't swing to.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I've heard a variety of things. I've heard, you know, some light jazz. You know, I've heard the up-tempo Ray Charles stuff, like Hit the Road Jack. You know, I myself have played and have heard Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, the Marvelettes mm-hmm. Did that. I mean, I know other people have done it too. You know, Jimmy Mack by Martha and the Vandellas, that kind of more snappy kind of shuffle kind of beat, which isn't really, really slow like molasses. It's kind of a little bit upbeat, but not quite swing. It's kind of
right.
just beneath that.
And sometimes the slower music is the harder to dance to.
Yes.
It's yeah. hard to really take your time with it, really enjoy the whole beat, the whole note when it's that slow.
Right. Well, you know, my experience back in January is, you know, myself and I think a number of other people felt that perhaps because it was such a free-form dance in some regard that somehow it might be a little bit easier than when we were learning Lindy. But we found that, in fact, it was a lot more challenging, and in fact, the slower it was even more challenging, we found. It was just... We didn't have anything to hang our hats on. It was just kind of like, what do you do?
Right? Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like you kind of do it, but you know, you really, really, the connection is really, really, really important. So yeah, we struggled with that. I know
yeah.
I did. You know, when I first tried blues dancing, I felt kind of awkward.
Uh-huh.
You know,
there's certainly, I think there's, it's accessible. People find it more accessible than other dances because it is so free. But at the same time, the lack of structure can be intimidating, and it can mean that people remain enthusiastic about blues, but they don't ever take the time to have some discipline about the connection that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But your experience taught you what you didn't, how much you didn't know,
much, and maybe how much there was to know.
Right.
And I think it's really worth pursuing those kinds of things to get the richness out of the dance and the music that there is to be found. And I encourage people to put that effort in, because just kind of wiggling with a partner is maybe more fun than a lot of other things you could do on a Friday night, but it's not the whole story by any means.
No, there's a lot of depth, and as we were talking about going into the history, of course, there's a lot of, you know, specific moves. Like I've heard, you know, the fishtail truck and stuff like that. This is all the various...
Yeah, those are some basic jazz steps, and they can be adapted to blues. But those are more solo than partner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So let's see what we can get to in the way of music. How about something in a more upbeat tone?
More upbeat.
We had a Ray Charles or something we were talking about.
Oh, yes. Let's play some Ray Charles.
Okay, doke. Okay, so we'll have some Ray Charles coming up, and we'll probably have an announcement after that, and then some more music. So you're listening to CITR and Shake a Tail Feather, and we're talking about blues dancing and playing related music. The number here is 604-822-2487. If you want to give me a shout, I'm here till midnight, which means we're on for another 35 minutes before Vampire's Ball. Ray Charles with...
Ain't That Love.
Ain't That Love.
Now, baby, when you sigh,
when you
cry, I wanna sigh with you. When you cry,
when you cry,
I wanna cry some too. Now, ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Oh, ain't that love that I feel in my heart for you? When your friends turn their back on you, I'll be here.
I'm not a little kind of the Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, each Monday at 11 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah.
Yet it confused me. Why I'm but yes, there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart's gotta run. I know there's a place in the sun.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Okie doke. Well, you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and it is almost 10 to midnight. The number here is 604-822-2487. Before I get to what I just played, I just want to give you a heads up on what's happening over the next couple of weeks. Next week, the 12th, I have two guests coming in. I have David Love Jones of African Rhythms Radio. That's the soul, Latin, jazz, all kinds of music show that happens here usually during the summer from 7:30 till 9 o'clock. And also David Love Jones is one of two people responsible for the Classics Dance Party that happens at various places around town. It's been at the Calabash downtown on Carroll Street. It's been at the Biltmore, where it will be again on November 19th to celebrate their first anniversary. Of course, I'll be on the air at that point, but they'll be going late. They'll be going till 2 in the morning. So, so that's coming up in the not-too-distant future. But next week, David Love Jones will be on with me, as will Jared Odell from the Astoria Soul Club. That's the other big soul dance thing going on in town lately, usually the third Saturday of every month down at the Astoria on Hastings. So I'll have them both in. We'll be talking about the local soul scene and, DJing it and collecting records and just the following that's been developing over the past year or so for that. Before the break, now I'm going to need some help from my special guest because it seems like my playlist just bit the dust, so I've got some work to do over the next day or so, but before the break, we heard Stevie Wonder with A Place in the Sun. That was a hit for him at the end of 1966 at Motown. Previous to that, so this is where my aging memory starts to fade me, but I think we had...
I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down.
That's right. We have Sam and Dave. We also had the Mad Lads with You Mean So Much to Me. That was on Atlantic, and that was off of my Sanctified Soul compilation. We had Buddy Johnson.
Shake 'Em Up.
Dinah Washington.
Yeah, after that, we had Teach Me Tonight, a live recording from 1965, Louis Armstrong and his band at the time, live in Paris. It was a fantastic recording, mm-hmm. Teach Me Tonight. And then before that, yes, Trouble in Mind, Dinah Washington. And just before that, Ain't That Love by Ray Charles.
Ray Charles, right. So that was our last set, if you were curious. And that gives you an idea of the variety of tempos that exist in the world of DJing for blues dancing. So the jazzier side of things.
Yeah, I wanted to play some things. It's a little outside of the purview of this program, but it's within the same kind of feel, and it's the kind of thing that you might hear, well, you'd definitely hear if I were DJing for a blues event.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, so we've got about another 10 minutes left, so we can hear a couple of more tunes, and then we'll come back on.
Alrighty. Any particular requests?
Well, let me think.
I mentioned some Wilson Pickett.
You did. Well, I definitely want to hear his version of Hey Jude tonight.
That's, well, then let's play Hey Jude.
Why don't we go into that?
Recording. This is actually recorded the year or the year after the Beatles recorded in 1965, mm-hmm. So it's just a year later.
Okay. So why don't we get to that, and then we'll do something a bit jazzier after that.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So you're listening to Shake Your Tail Feather, and we're about to hear Wilson Pickett doing Hey Jude.
you. Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her in your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you'll begin to make it better. Anytime you feel the pain, you found her, now go on out and get her. But remember to let her in your heart, then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. And don't you know that it's just you? Hey Jude, you do the movements you need. It's on your shoulder. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song, make it better. Just remember to let out of your skin, then you'll begin to make it better.
Wilson Pickett doing a cover of the Beatles' Hey Jude, and you know what? That works really well. He does a really awesome version of that. And that was from 1969, if I'm not mistaken. So it's about a year after the Beatles' version hit number one. And you know what? I just want to say thank you, Lucy, for coming in and talking about dancing
on
the
air.
They say it's kind of like dancing about architecture, but I don't know. I think it can create a good impression of what any style of dance, particularly blues dancing, is over the air, even if people can't see you.
Well, as long as people can hear the music, too, I think that makes a big difference. So, yeah, it's been a great opportunity to talk about it and to share a range of music that I really enjoy dancing to.
Right. And blues classes will be starting again in the new year?
In the new year, in January, yeah, at the Yale. You can check out my site, rhythmcity.ca.
Okay.
We hold those classes on Monday nights, usually. Mm-hmm. At the Yale downtown at Drake and Granville.
Starting at 7:30?
I think 7 to 8 o'clock and then 8 to 9 o'clock for the different levels. And then generally there's a band that plays after that.
Okay.
And there's no cover at the Yale, so there's a space to dance. And something that people ask me when they find out that there's classes at the bar, there's nobody there at that time of night. There's like three people playing pool over at the other end of the bar. There's nobody watching. There's nobody sitting there, you know, with their drink kind of making critiques or anything. It's really quite a safe and comfortable environment.
That's good. Good to know. Okay, well, again, thank you, Lucy, for coming in. And you can catch this episode, if you only caught part of it, as a podcast at citr.ca. That should be available sometime over the next day or so. I'll be back next week with Jared O'Dell from the Astoria Soul Club and David Love Jones from the Classics Dance Party and from African Rhythms Radio here at CITR. And then, of course, the following week we'll be in Funding Drive Turf. So do stay tuned for more about that. And I will have Mark Desjardins on, a local record collector in many different areas, but particularly in soul music. So we'll see what he's been collecting recently. And that'll be on the 19th. And we'll be, of course, all over you about pledging and supporting community radio that week and the week following that. And I am expecting on the 26th to have Ian Gregson back from Mr. M and the All-Nighters, as well as perhaps one or two other members of that group. Local Northern Soul tribute band. They perform in a number of different locales and so on. So anyway, that's November, special guest month, and the fun drive coming up. If you want to reach me in between shows, you can contact me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca or on the Shake a Tail Feather Facebook group. Pyrrha is setting up for Vampire's Ball. She'll be starting momentarily. This, once again, is Ray Charles with The Nighttime is the Right Time.
Yeah. in a city far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.